till we meet again, till we meet at Jesus' feet, oh, till we meet, till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again, dear Lord, till we meet, till we meet, dear Lord, till we meet at Jesus, at his feet, oh Lord, till we meet.
Peace be unto you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to the Whole Truth Radio broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith during our centennial celebration of the Evening Time Gospel with Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. If compelled to do so, you may write to Apostle Patterson at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America. Or visit us at www.theapostolicfaith.org. Heaven belongs to you. The Lord God has this inheritance for you. So join us as the Whole Truth Gospel is preached by Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. We've been led in prayer.
Elder Damon Mahim.
Jesus, till we meet at the Lord's feet, till we meet, till we meet, God will be with you, till we meet.
Our Father in heaven,
till we meet,
we come again, giving you praise and honor and thanksgiving for all the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. How you have kept us in the way. As the enemy fought on our left and on our right, you have kept us steadfastly on the path of righteousness. We pray you bless the man of God that is leading us on the straight way. Pray you will bless him as the enemy fight. Lord Jesus, you said the fight is not ours, but the fight is God's. We are dependent on you right now, Lord, to bring us all the way into the gate. We're standing, Lord God, on the shores of the Red Sea, waiting for the man of God to raise the rod for us to walk in. We thank you, Lord God, how you kept us with the faith to hold on and believe in your word. Pray your blessings and keep us, that we will always be strong. We will give you the praise. We'll give you the honor, and we'll give you the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
To our radio listening audience around the world, we invite you now to lend an ear, hear the word of God preached in its fullness by the Apostle Anthony Patterson. Hear ye him.
Till we meet again, hurry. Forsaken you, but till we meet, I know God be with you till we meet.
thank God.
Everyone's body is going to give up because it's dying daily. And you're going to have to forsake it and let it go on its way. But if I was you, I wouldn't let it go if I don't have Christ. But there's a soul that is lingering. She lingered until her family knew, I have found that gospel and that doctrine that my mother had. And they got to learn now that the body is forsaking her, and she got to let it go. But it's all right, even now. Because the elders did what the scripture said. And moreover, again, this is why God left something in the church to perfect it. And her perfection time is here. And God left something in here to make sure she's perfected. We are here now because God is going to make sure that when that saint come home, it's going to come home in peace. That soul was a testimony that this is the truth. She is a testimony that this centurion fought for her to have the gospel that her mother had when her mother was under the founder, Bishop Johnson. This message is for her, home in peace. It's nothing here that needs you now. The Lord would rather have a soul that kept the faith. The joy I have is the work is completed, and I told her to rest because you have done well. This is the joy of saints. Because when she came looking for what her mother had when she was in darkness, she went to the last thing that she knew her mother testified of. And what her mother had testified was 22nd and Bainbridge Street, because Bishop Johnson said it was going to be a lighthouse until Jesus come. So my mom didn't stand for no foolishness, but they wanted to know, why did their mama change? Why she give up all the liquor drinking and all of the cussing, as they said. She found the truth. She went to 22nd in Bainbridge and wanted to be baptized, and somebody told her there it wasn't necessary. Now, she didn't take that. Now, here's a soul that's seeking God. She didn't accept that. She didn't just go on in there and say, you know, you don't need to do nothing. She didn't even go in. She went back home. And as God would have it, that old broadcast that I've been trying to get rid of for years, the Lord wouldn't let me because that soul had to hear it. But every time I see the bill, I want to say, this is not necessary to have a broadcast. But I thank God for his wisdom to say, leave it on there. Because here Irene found and heard the voice and say, that's it. Now, where is that man? That's what my mother believed. She came here and testified to us that I went down to 22nd in Bainbridge because I wanted to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and was told that ain't necessary. And thank God again, she didn't accept it. She came here and said, I want to be baptized in water. She said, but I'm afraid. But she stood anyway. And as they prepared her to go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ, all fear left her. When she came up out of the water, having now washed all of her sins away, she told them with her, if I was you, I'll go down in that water. And the souls got their hearts pricked, and they went down too. And she went home, and every time she would slip, she'd come and tell the church, y'all need to pray for me because I want to repent. Here's a reconciliation going on now. She wanted to make it right with God. I'm thankful to God. A daughter told me the issue, and I told him, We'll be praying for your comfort, because she's all right. She's fine. I pray God give me such a conclusion when I got to let this body go that I made it all right with God. We don't need our spirit when everything is right with God. You don't have to say nothing. I'll leave it like I left it. Lord, receive now my spirit. Because everybody body that you have is going to forsake you, and you got to forsake it. And don't wait until it forsakes you and you've never forsaken it to have it washed. You've never forsaken it that you let it do anything it want to do, or even if it's against God. And when it forsakes you, it's too late for you to forsake it. But we've forsaken the body, washed it. So if somebody tells you you don't need the water in the name of Jesus Christ, they are liars from the pit of hell. And send them back there and don't believe them. You go down in water. You find somebody. Come over here. We got water and we got somebody to baptize you. Over here, God has kept a fighter that would fight not just to keep faith, but fight to get back what was theirs naturally. God left a fighter here. I am no different than Bishop Johnson. He fought everything that came up against this doctrine. I'll fight that too, because I have fought that same fight. When the fight came from within, the Lord told us it was going to be from among us. But let it be accursed. Anything that tries to raise up now and say you don't need water, don't believe it. You trust in the Lord, because the Lord left a centurion that is a devout man that can save not just himself. He can save his family, his neighbors, and all his friends. And he'll tell God Almighty, we're all here now. And we want to hear what the Holy Ghost is going to say to the church. And Irene came at a time when the fight was on. And she took up her mantle and said, I'll fight with the man of God. The mantle that God gave her was to tell it like it was. She didn't sugarcoat nothing. And I thank God for it. And she believed God and still do. Because what I understand is her mind is very clear. Even right now, the mind is very clear. The body is just forsaking her. She'll give it up. Because she said, I have one on reserve. And this is the joy of saints. That, of course, this body, look how old it got. Started out young and now done got old. And now it want to do what it wants to do, but thanks be to God, we going to make it do the will of God. I'm going to forsake you while I have a chance, because I might not have this chance anymore. But I'm thankful to God that God has called us to this warfare. When a man would take over our sacred places and put a doctrine under his feet where the truth of God was preached, he has now tried to make truth a lie. But it won't stand, because warriors have come to the warfare. And we are fighting to say we still believe that there is one God, and Jesus Christ is he. It's amazing to me that folks will hit that play button and pay to put Bishop Johnson's voice on the radio and it condemns them. They will press that play button and pay somebody to play it over the air. The elder told me this morning, he said Bishop Johnson told him to play the tapes in the churches, not over the air. I said, I wish I had thought of that. He said, you said that. But I don't remember it, but it sounds good. He said, play the tapes in the churches, not over the airways. But these people are paying. And the one they put on today, it was a debate that he said, I'm going to prove that they are apostles in the church today. And Dennis around the corner, So he's going to prove that Bishop Johnson was not an apostle and that there are none today. And Bishop Johnson said, I would have never debated you on whether I'm one or not. He said, you can believe that or not. He said, but you got to prove by the Bible when you get up that there are none in the church today. He said, you sound like a fool. He said, you are too ignorant to live. And here go people come from among us and say that there are none. And then they play a tape. And Bishop Johnson said, if you're going to say that, prove when they ever came out. And he went to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And as he began to read, he said, now this man calls himself an evangelist. Now, how did they leave the evangelists in and took the first thing he established the church with, took them out? He said, over here, you got to get rid of the whole thing. Don't need no pastors. If you'll call yourself a bishop or whatever you're going to call yourself, we don't need you and we don't need the apostles, he said. Amen. He said, it can't be the dead ones. He said, what could you ask Paul tonight? He said, what could you ask Peter tonight? He said, the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers got to call the apostles, say, open this up for us. Amen. And if you ain't got none, who's going to open it up? He said, the evangelists can't open it. He said, you got to build a building. You need all of the jobs. The plumber can't come until the foundation and stuff is dug up for him. He can't put the foundation down and the plumber hadn't come. He says, there's a leak. He said, you don't call Henry or whoever it was, the electrician. You got a leak. You got to call the plumber. And if you got something that you don't understand about the scriptures, you got to call the priest that keeps knowledge. You got to call the apostle of Jesus Christ. And I am he. I am not worried about it. I don't have to prove it. My work speaks for it. And this is why I can say of assurance that Irene is going to meet God in peace. Because whatever issue she had is not there now. I've gotten rid of all of that. I fought for that soul and God gave it to me. Omega couldn't keep it because I was fighting for it. I am a centurion and I have my weapons of warfare, though they are not carnal, because I'm not fighting a carnal fight. He has a land that Bishop Johnson said will be a lighthouse forever. I'm fighting for that, he said. It just so happens to be bricks and mortar, just like the land of Israel was dirt. I will not let anybody make Bishop Johnson's ministry a lie, nor would I let them touch Bishop Shelton's ministry and make it a lie. If you're going to make theirs a lie, you might as well make Peter and Paul liars. Make us all liars. But God forbid, they are not liars. They were all centurions that fought to make sure we believe the truth of God. And they would not allow false doctrine, even if they heard in one of the churches that there was an issue. Bishop Johnson himself came to Jacksonville when there was an issue with that elder. Because Mother Randall and Mother, whoever they were, Haywood and the rest of them, wouldn't let Bishop Johnson rest. Whatever that man preached, I need to go back and listen to the tape to find out what it was. They had a meeting. And in the meeting, them sisters was not scared. They were on tape. I hear them. Caldwell, Haywood, Jefferson, all of them. Saying, Bishop, he preached something we ain't never heard before. And Bishop Johnson said, what was that? And they told him. And that's when he said, I'm going to put the tapes in the churches. First time he'd done that. That was when he said, I'm going to put them in. And he said, so I'll know what you're getting. He condemned that elder. He didn't just let that thing stay there. The saints heard it. And the apostle is in the church to perfect the saints. You can't perfect the saints in a lie. So Bishop Johnson had to correct it. And he said, I'm going to put the tapes in the churches, not on the radio and the airways for some faithful brother to play it over the airways. He told a faithful brother to play it in the church. And I say church because that's what he said. I say church. Church, it don't matter to me. Apostolic, apostolic, don't matter to me. But my point is, here is a people now. Take his words and say, Bishop Johnson said, get a favorite brother to play the tapes. They've cut out in the church. They went and put them on the radio. And then they press a play button and play him defending that there are apostles in the church today. He said, all you got to do is prove that there are none, then that makes me make me a liar. How y'all put that on? And then y'all say, oh, we waiting on one. No, they already here. Why are you waiting on something God has already done? Amen. Come on now. Yeah. Something don't make sense. Yeah. You going to play Bishop Johnson proving that you're wrong? And you're going to pay somebody to put it on the radio and you hear it over and over and over again? Something ain't right. It ain't us. We believe we have them. We know who what we have. My God. My soul has been burning since Thursday that the Holy Ghost will reveal to us the mind of God and the joy that we have in this congregation, that the book, that ancient book that was written, wrote something down for us June 19th of 1977. It moved on the apostle of Jesus Christ because he inquired of God. I know who's going to succeed me, but let me know who's going to succeed him. He said the Lord wouldn't settle it for him, but God took his hand, pen, and put it to the paper. He said, this man, whoever he is, will be the secretary general for this church, meaning he's next. And he's going to kneel at Nehemiah. And Nehemiah will say, rise, for I am nothing but a man. He said, if he don't bless you, he said, you're going to be in a hell of a fix. So the two he wrote it about, thinking, but again, God didn't tell him who, but he just set them there as an example. Omega on one side and Esau on the other side. He said, now, the man of God, Nehemiah, my prince, regent, don't bless you. You are in a hell of a fix. So what am I going to tell him today? You are in a hell of a fix. Hell is your portion. Because Omega knows and Esau knows, Nehemiah can't bless them now. Amen. But I am Peter. And on this rock, this church was built on me. What I have, the gospel that I have built this church on that rock. So when trouble comes, you look at it and say, you might as well go elsewhere because I have something that is divine that can remove you out of my way. It was Peter building on a rock that built your faith in God that God could do anything. And we've seen it. But he knew that day he sanctified it. So when Nehemiah was gone and sent me to the church to tell the church, God had given me the direction for the church, but they didn't want to hear me. But it's all right. There was another June 19th of 1994 when my feet touched the altar to go be a sacrifice for this church, for thou art Peter. The Holy Ghost moved on a soul and heaven began to speak as I was a witness that I was of God. God was speaking the entire time. And that's why you warn that soul, don't let the devil make a fool of you now. Amen. That devil will make you do what? Go against what God said. No matter what it is, if the Holy Ghost tells a woman to submit to her husband, what that woman gonna do? Submit. Don't let the devil use you and take all of God's work and take it down to an eternal flame and burn up God's work. Not so. But the date on the calendar was set that here in 77 and then in 94, that same spirit on that day began to move. The spirit that was going down to the ground February 22nd of 61. I just want to show you how good God's been to me. God hallowed the moment that the man of God gave up the ghost, that he would raise it up in 1994, February 22nd. One going down and it's coming up over here. Writing it down over here, it's coming up over here. All being done in me, because thou art the Peter that this church was built. This church was built on faith. And we've been fighting hell since we went down and we got up on the third day. Amen. Going down, but coming up holy. Yes. Going down natural, but coming up spiritual. Yes. On this rock, we were built. We never believed against what God said. When God said, I put first in the church apostles, that's what God said, I put them in. He said, I put them in to perfect the saints. And Bishop Johnson asked, he said, are the saints still here? And the audience answered him, yes. He said, do they still need to be perfected? They answered him, yes. He said, no, by dead apostles. They said, no. He said, what do they need to be perfected by? And the saints named the same thing that the scripture has said. Apostles, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. Now they're going to throw the apostle out and leave the other three. In what life would that happen? That you want to build a house and you're going to throw out the electrician, but you want lights. You want lights in your house, but you're going to fire the electrician and tell the plumbers and everybody to just close it all up. And you're going to pray that you have lights. And your house is built, and you're sitting there saying, we're waiting on the electrician. Well, you got to open up everything. You got to rip down everything you've done. All them years, you've been out there, all them prayers. And we got to rip out everything you've done. We got to rip out the ceiling and all the walls to put in the electrician. If you want some lights. Over here, we did it according to the plans. The plan told us what to do to lay the foundation. The foundation was laid by Christ. He told the rest of them, be mindful now how you build. And we've been mindful how we've been building. And that's why the scripture says you can't build on another man's foundation, because the scriptures must be fulfilled. And you're going to fulfill them. So while I rejoice that the Lord has opened up a way for a saint, you rejoice with me. Because it's all right with the soul that goes down in God. We're going to be like the preacher said, we're going to rejoice that they're going out in God. This is what we're all trying to do. We're not trying to linger here for what? We're waiting on God. Said, we got to be the ones that are still standing when he come. We're going to be quickening and changing the batting of an eye. There's no tape you can put on a Bishop Johnson that would condemn us. Not nary one. Not nary one. Everything he said, I have fulfilled. Now, folks, take his word and say, you can't be an apostle if you were taught by one. He didn't ever say that. He couldn't have said that. That would have been a lie. Amen. Jesus, being the chief apostle, taught us all. Amen. Talking about you sat under Bishop Shelton. I did. I sat under Johnson too. I was born under it. But neither one of them make me no apostle of Jesus Christ. Amen. God did that. Amen. They taught me so I'll know the way. The apostles, before they were apostles, God got them and teach them the way. And this is the beauty of the scriptures and why the saints should be rejoicing. You know, today they come along and say, oh, you know, it says he's on the right hand of the Father. And they take all these scriptures and think they got some great revelation that really is somebody sitting up there. But they forgot that Jesus came here talking in parables. Amen. He came talking that even the disciples didn't know what he was talking about. Now all of a sudden they think they're so beautiful that they know everything. But those apostles didn't understand the scriptures until God was getting out of here, that he breathed on them, that they were understanding the scriptures. But while he was here and talking in all the right hand and the Son of God, they didn't know what he was talking about until he opened their understanding. And now fool go get the book and think, oh, I'm smarter than everybody that ever walked in the apostolic church. Really? Our understanding is open what the Son of God is. Amen. That's just God. The scriptures can't be broken. Ye are gods. The right hand just means the power of God. He spoke in a parable. He spoke in a mystery. He even spoke about, look, there's a seed sower that has some seed. And they're talking, what is he talking about? Even that, what is he talking about? Is he talking about us? When he calls somebody a fool, is it? He talking about us. They didn't know. Oh, fool and slow of heart. Jesus just a talking. When did they understand it? When he breathed on them. He said, now understand the scriptures. He on his way out of here. S.C. Johnson preached the truth. I'm so thankful. When I look at Bishop Johnson's labor, Bishop Johnson didn't labor to be famous in the world. He never did. He could have been, but he didn't want it. He said, I'm worrying about laboring for the kingdom. What he was interested in was the truth of God. And when you fought him, he was a centurion. He was a battle axe. In the time of the storm, he's a battle axe. He fought. And what you think I'm going to do? Lay down and roll over and die? And weep and cry and moan and groan? No, I'm not. I'm going to come out with my breastplate on, my sword, my shield, my hammer, and my feet shod. I'll bring you peace. If you come in peace, right, I won't bother you. But bother this church, bother this gospel, I'm going to war against you. Ain't but one thing right. And we have that. I'm not worried about what men say. They can't make me or break me. This is the church. Because I can prove it. Because the scripture tells us it's built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. An apostle of Jesus Christ knew I was coming. Testified to the church I was coming. And gave me a work. And I did my work. And now that I have this post, I'm going to fight the fight of faith. I'll fight you until you believe what the scripture says. He said, believe on me, not just any way, not just anything. He said, believe on me what the scripture says. I have to fight for faith. The church has to believe against what the world is doing. It has to believe against your carnal mind. Your carnal mind will stop you in your tracks. But the faith of God will make you soar. And you don't do that on your own. You have a shepherd. You have a guide. You have a centurion fighting for the church to keep its faith, keep its doctrine. It's the easiest thing to give up, but not here. When they were putting in the cornerstone at the church, we are fighters. We are warriors. We are fighting. Didn't he say fight the good fight of faith? What y'all thought that meant? Just to sit down and don't do nothing? No. You got to work. You got to fight. Because your mind going to say, oh, so don't go to church. You tired. You sick. You say, oh, tired and sick? I'm going to fight you today because I'm going to worship. I must praise God for what he's done. Where you can open up the scriptures and go to Acts the 10th chapter and read the 25th and 26th verses and see God did that. And the man of God said God was going to do it. How can Omega or anybody, Raful or any of them, go against what the man of God said was going to be? Amen. Let God be true. Yes, right. And every man else a liar. Yes. And God has made it that we are true. Yes. I have fulfilled what was spoken of prior to me even coming. I am a product of prophecy. So therefore, I have the testimony of Jesus Christ. I can testify of God because I came from God. So what's my job? To build you the church. I'm to build the body. I'm to build all the members, all the arms. I'm to build it. Build it on what? God. Amen. Say, oh, thou man of God, will God give us the victory? Don't expect me to say no. Amen. In him is yea. Amen. Yes, you can get the victory. You got it already. So you might as well speak like you got it. This is just a little side thing going on between now and when you see the Lord. But you're going to meet him. They pressed the play button. And Bishop Johnson said, you sound like a fool. He said, when they got the first president of the United States, George Washington, they didn't say all the other presidents going to have to do what George Washington said. They said, no, you get the next another one. And they pressed that play button. And what they say, ain't no apostles in the church today. But Bishop Johnson didn't say that. Y'all take everything he said. That fits you. Play that play button. That thing, one thing is going to condemn you. Because you're going to get before the Lord and say, Lord, we waited for you to send us the man of God. He said, I sent him one day in 1994. Amen. I sent him to you. Amen. None of them will be able to say I didn't come to them because I did. And all of them that get together, and they all get together and do their own thing together. And leave me alone. I go to them. They don't come to me. I have fulfilled what God said. I will not be able to hear from God. You didn't go to bind up those hearts. I did go. They rejected me. But that's all right. You didn't. So what am I going to do for you? I'm going to build you up. In what? Faith. Because on this rock, God has built a church. You are all these lively stones. Don't he call you a lively stone? Well, what do you think I'm doing with you? Making you sit down and act like you're in the Presbyterian church? Not so. My God, we believe in beyond what we can see. Because God has built us up. And it's such a joy when I can give my testimony that on February 22nd of 1994, when he said, peace be unto you, as my Father have sent me, so send I you. Them words were written aforetime. When he spoke to men like me, he didn't greet the saints, peace be unto you all, as my Father sent me, so send I you. No, he told the apostles that. That's why I know what I am. So my work goes out, and I start gathering in rocks and stones to put on the foundation and start building the church. I take you lively stones. You know, you're happy to be in God. Happy to be able to go to worship. Happy that a soul said, you know, I'm going to rest from my labor now. You say, go on, I'll see you again till we meet again. And you walk out the door. And they give up the ghost because they can't give it up while a saint is standing there. I know this is the church. So soon as that saint leave, death can come now because they can't be nowhere near the saint. Why? The saint is sanctified. Death can't come now near us. We can go down to the ground, but while we're down there, the Holy Ghost is laying there with us. Waiting for the time when he say, open now. And our graves are going to open. We believe it. But the Holy Ghost is going to remain with us. That's why we say, till we meet you again, I'll meet you at Jesus' feet. It's all right now to rest. You can rest now from your labor. But I thank God. It's joy in my soul when I think of what God has done for me, that he made the congregation so I could handle it. And I can touch all of you and speak to all of you, come to your homes, eat with you, sit with you until I build you up in faith. Because you are the stones that I must use to build this church. You are the lively stones because you believe everything God has said. You're not wavering here and there. You're stable. You're sober. I can take every testimony you have. And someone reminded me, they said, now if you can find your sister, when your sister was about to do something and you get lost, that was God. She said, why can't you do this? I'm doing what God is asking me to do. He put something on my mind. If he put it on my mind, either he's going to bring that thing to me or I'm going to it. Now, it can go either way. But if it doesn't come to me, I know it's not there now. Because it has to render to me. Because my father prayed that every land where my feet should trod, he said, God is going to give it to you. And God has given it. For I am Peter. And on this rock you are built. And that's what the scripture is talking about. Peter built the church on rocks, on stones, folk. God gave it to him to build. And he didn't let the saints just do anything. He corrected everything that was wrong. But that's why Peter was also the one that gave it to Cornelius. That stone was Cornelius. Cornelius was of the Gentile family. And that's why he had to tell his brothers, look, God has fallen on them just like he fell on us. And I can't condemn, and I'm not going to withstand God, because Peter was the rock that had to also be the foundation for the Gentile family. Because the Lord said, I have sheep not of this fold. Of this fold was the Jewish fold. He said, but I'm going to bring them. I'm going to bring who? The Gentiles. He said, I'm going to make them one fold, and I'm going to give them one shepherd. Did not he do it? So all this foolishness about there's sheep out there scattered from, no, they're not. If they're scattered sheep, they got scattered because he took down the man of God. He said, smite the shepherd. That's what scatters the sheep. Why would he scatter a sheep? And he's talking to them about bringing the sheep in the fold. He said, I have sheep not of this fold. Not sheep that were scattered. There was the one not of the fold. He had to bring them. The Gentiles, we are here now. But if he smite the shepherd, the sheep going to go all over the place. What he tells to do, go get them. This was the whole job of all of the apostles that he picked. He said, go to the lost tribes of Israel and gather them in. Didn't he tell them they didn't want to come? And he told Peter, don't you preach to no Gentile. That's why he had to get Peter ready. Before Cornelius' three men knocked on that door, he had to get Peter ready. Because you are the rock. You got to go out there and get them stones and lay the truth on them. Build my church on the Gentile family. So what did Peter do? Peter made that, he got to Cornelius. That's what Elder was reading. He was reading Cornelius talking to Peter. I was praying. And a man in white, shining garment, came down and told me to send for you. Now, come on, saints. This is what's happened to us. We got angels telling us. Mother said, I saw it twice. My God, we were standing out on the sidewalk, and you took my hand, and you had us to wait. She said, hallelujah to God. You took me by my hand. And another sister, she said, I can't remember who she is. But you took us by the hand and said, it's now time. Let's go. But who was it taking her? The rock was taking her. She didn't see nobody else taking her. She saw me taking her. And that's how an angel couldn't show another woman. She said, I saw the man of God. He was tall, thin, and dark. But she went with somebody else that didn't look like what the Holy Ghost showed her. But it was me. He told that sister, when you get yourself together, you call me back. Because she was all in tongues. I'm on the phone listening. He said, now you call me back when you get yourself together. I said, I'll never tell a saint that. You in tongues, I'm going to stay there and listen. Until either you fall out or the phone go dead. But I'm going to listen. Tell you to call me back when you get yourself together. Don't get yourself together if the Lord is using you. Don't ever want yourself to get together. You let the Lord use you. On this rock you were built. You were built on a rock that there is but one God. What is his name? You don't believe in another God. You believe that there is one Lord. What is the Lord's name? You would never say God is the Father. God is the Holy Ghost. But God is not the Son. That's a lie from the pit of hell. He is. He was made flesh and dwelt among men. And he talked in a way that they would not understand. And you think today you're going to understand what Jesus did and you are not of him? If he don't breathe on you, how you gonna understand what he did and you don't have his breath? You don't have his knowledge. You don't have his mind. You don't have his heart. He can't write on you. He can't do anything with you if you don't believe who he is. That's why the blind man said, how is it? I find it amazing. I know him. You preach him. You talk about him. But I believe him. Who opened your eyes? Jesus. I ain't scared to tell you. Jesus did. They said, you say that, we're going to throw you out of here. Ask me again. Who opened your eyes? Jesus. My God, they threw the man out. But that's all right. God came looking for him. That's who came looking for us and found us. My God, God found us on the sidewalk and said, come on hither with me. Nehemiah drew us to himself. Hallelujah to God. He had to do it. He called a general meeting and all the people came and the next anointed one was in the congregation as well. But he had to make sure Nehemiah said, I have to name that fella. He said, Daddy can't name him. Daddy didn't. He said, it's going to be by the Spirit. The Spirit had done this thing. Hallelujah to God. And every saint was going down. I went down there to greet him too. But hallelujah to God, the Holy Ghost leaped in my mortal frame and made me do the will of the mind of God to go down on my knees. The Holy Ghost leaped in Peter. And Peter says, rise, for I am nothing but a man. Nobody with Rafa, nobody with Deacon Hayes can say it did not happen, that it was not there because they took a photograph. And their mind has it written in there. I was a witness and I saw it. They got to either lie or say it's the truth. And my God, when I went down, somebody heard the words coming from one to the other and realized that God had written it down with all of the dictation they had taken for all of those years. God preserved that one thing. Hallelujah. God took that soul, said, go get it. My God, gave it to the man of God. He read it. He said, now give it to the young man. The saint called me, said, the man of God told me to give you this. I sat and I read it. And the man of God said, I can't move. He got to call me before I move. And I was reading and I didn't understand it all. But I called the man of God. He said, I was waiting on you. He said, I couldn't go to the services that they're having at Warren Cole's house until you called. And he, whatever he said to me, I don't even remember. But it was the will of God being done for me. So when he closed his eyes, he told his wife and all them in the room, it's going to be Anthony. Why? Because the Spirit had declared it. The Spirit declared it in 1977. So when my feet got to the altar, the Lord had to sanctify that day and had to do something to prove this is what I said. This is a church that's doing things according to the Word of God. We're not just walking around willy-nilly. Some things are happening to us. Some said the ancient years ago, we're doing them. They're going to put us out of the temple. Didn't they put us out? Yes. What did they do? The scriptures say they're going to put us out saying they're doing God's work. Isn't that what they told us? Amen. They're going to clean house for God. Didn't they tell us that? Amen. Didn't they call us reprobates and everything but a child of God? Amen. Didn't they do it to us? Amen. We say we're going to stand for God. We were warriors then. They say, you're going to stand for God. You're going to be on the sidewalk. We went from to the sidewalk and began to shoot our arrows still in there. Our arrows are still going in, hitting them in places that, but at evening, they're going to die because I'm not going to save nothing. I'm a warrior. I would destroy everything. God would not come and ask, what is this bleeding of the sheep out here? Not on my watch. I destroy it all. We are warriors. And I'm going to save my friends, my family, my neighbors, and everybody that joined themselves to me. The fella called me and said, you know, you are the bird cage or bird or whatever he said. But Bishop Johnson said, stay in the church. He said, go fight the bird, but don't leave. He said, now, Bishop Johnson said, if you're going to leave, he said, let the one in error leave. So when I brought his preacher name to me, he said, wait, now, that's a special case. How is that a special case? Bishop Johnson didn't give us no special cases. He said, nah, there ain't going to be no special case. He said, if you leave, he said, the one in error leaves. Amen. We stayed. Amen. Then they're going to try to bring up Bishop Johnson. I said, wait a minute. Bishop Johnson was not an apostle of Jesus Christ when he came out of Lawson. He was an elder. He was not an apostle of Jesus Christ until he came out of that. So don't tell me he came out of that. He was with the whole movement of the whole thing. When the Lord called him to the apostleship, he was on a foundation of truth. He wasn't going to let a lie be a part of what he was doing. I can see now he was already an apostle and, you know, he was moving along with Lawson them. And no, that wasn't the way it be. That it didn't go down that way. Because when Bishop Johnson left Lawson, he was walking by a woman preacher's church and her church was full. He looked in there. He saw people standing up. He said the place was so full. He had just left trying to preach. And he said he was dry as I don't know what. He walked there and saw that. He said, nah. Lord, you mean to tell me I'm dry? And look at that. They in there jumping around. And he knew they were on their way to hell. The devil had them all in there. He said, now you can't help me. He laid down that night with the Bible under his pillow. And the Lord got him. He always gets you at the moments that you just want to say, now, wait a minute. Am I going to fight for you? And you not going to fight for me? And the Lord spoke to him. John 20, 21. My God, he woke up, opened the book, and knew God now was calling him to the apostleship. And look at his labor. Look at us. We're still the good labor. He fought for us. And we're now going to fight for his legacy. We're not going to let a fool just come and get it and we don't do nothing. No, not on my watch. And saints, what the Lord has done is a marvelous thing in my eyes. So we're going to meet at Jesus' feet. Why? Because we've kept the will of God in our hearts and our minds, and we've done it. Who else could write and say, a man going to kneel to Nehemiah, and Nehemiah say, rise, for I'm nothing but a man. Give that man my robe and give him my leather red Bible. I got both of those. Oh, because y'all think this hocus pocus. I believe in God. When he wrote, give him my robe and my leather Bible that's in red leather, I got them. But again, the church, years and years ago, when we were testifying of what Elder Askew saw and did, God knew. And then James testified, he said, when they give it to Anthony, he said, I'll be back. And God said, he gonna get it. James, I had to keep my word. And he has. Over here, we speak it and live it and do it. That's why this is the church. And nothing written is against us. It's for us. That's this church. It's built on faith. Now you got to fight to hold on to it. And if you can't fight, I'll fight for you. I think you're worth fighting for. And the issue, it's going to be all right. Like I told a sister today, it's going to be all right. But what I need you to do is stay in God. I don't care what poke at you. I don't care what try to get you to move. If God is going to use you as his vessel, you got to be the vessel that God has called you to be. Meaning, obey God. Don't go out of here now believing there ain't no apostles in the church. Who going to build you up in faith? Who's going to bring you into the unity of the fullness of God? You can't tell me I hadn't done it. Amen. Who else going to tell you you graduated from a sinner to a servant to a friend to a saint? Who told you you were sealed to the day of redemption, that you were the house that Jesus built brick by brick? Now throw me out. What you going to have? Love me like I love you. We got this. Let's see what the Lord is going to do. The Lord has me ready. Omega or anybody else can sit in front of me, and I'm going to do the will of God. Amen. It don't matter who come up against me. Saints, I'm a centurion. And what I'm fighting for, I'm fighting for you. Moses was a centurion. Moses didn't need nobody up that night with him and God. trying to figure out how he going to get that sea open. He didn't need y'all to worry about it. He said, y'all rest. I got this. My God, Moses started talking to God. God said, Moses, what's that in your hand? Oh, this old staff. Hold it up. An east wind came and put a path through the water. Which one of y'all helped it? Y'all woke up and say, oh, thank you. Because you, you knew what's behind you. And you knew you couldn't get across that water. But when you woke up and saw a miracle done, amen.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
The brother called me. He said, Bishop Patterson, that message you preached about the graduation. He said, when you told the saints to move their tassels to the other side that you graduated the saints, he said, only God could have given you that. He said, to preach like that, you have to be of God. I said, that's right, I am. I said, well, I've come to you how many times, and you won't walk with me. He said, now God gave you that. I know that. Now, I guarantee you try to preach it. And you know God gave me something. You're going to say God gave it to me, and you won't follow after me as I follow Christ. Something's wrong.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 25th, Ordination Commemoration of Apostle Anthony Patterson, December 26th through December 29th, 2019. The Texas State Convention, February 20th through February 23rd, 2020. The 67th National Women's Conference, April 5th through April 12th, 2020. The 66th National Men's Conference, May 17th through May 24th, 2020. The 71st National Youth Conference, July 12th through July 19th, 2020. The 85th National Convention, August 27th through September 7th, 2020. To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org. The schedule and locations are subject to change per the moving of the Spirit.